It's another day. It's another day of death to ourselves. What a blessing. Isn't it a blessing that you get to die every day? You get to die, then you're resurrected all over again. Hallelujah. Yes. What a time to be alive. I have a revelation for you. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Man, you know you get younger in God's presence. You know that. The Bible says God renews your youth. You get younger. The more you're in God's presence, you get younger. I'm going to stay 33 till I die. Some parts of me won't agree with it, but praise God. Thank you, Jesus. How many of y'all know we're entered Jubilee? Now, Jubilee is 3.5 years. It's not just from year 1 year. We are entering a 3.5 year Jubilee. Think about that. It's a 3.5 year Jubilee. That means things are going to happen in your life that you didn't expect. Ooh. Blessings, prosperity, revelations, impartations, visitations. Things are going to be restored. Things that will be reconciled. Many, many things are going to happen in this next 3.5 years. And the enemy, because more light is going to infiltrate the world, that means more darkness is going to be exposed. That means you're going to see, and where the word says that you will see the reward of the wicked. Well, their reward is prison and possibly hangings. Eventually, at some point in time, we're going to see the open courts of Guantanamo Bay, where many of them are in prison now, and only their duplicates are here. See, people don't realize that. Their duplicates are here playing out why they've been taken to prison already. Many will die because they can't hold on any longer. Because of their wickedness, the Lord will remove many. Because the spirit of death will come through the earth and begin to remove. They don't have to, you know, the enemy's trying to destroy humanity. God's going to destroy the wicked. Those who proclaim to be Christians but are not will be exposed. We talked about something yesterday that was very powerful. There are many types of Christians, but there's only one type of disciple. I'm going to say it again. There's many types of Christians, but there's only one type of disciple. And that's what separates many, not only from the world, but separates them from the body of Christ. Those who are of the bride and those who are just of the body, there's a difference. See, many Christians are just of the body, but they're not of the bride. The disciples are of the bride. When you look at what the time in the book of the Gospels and so forth, when Jesus went up to them, he didn't say to them, "Believe me." He said, "Follow me." And then it says in his disciples, why? He said, "Go out and make disciples. Don't go out and just find believers. Make disciples." Disciples is discipleship, where people learn, they grow, they exchange their character for Christ's character. They know the Word because they've been filled and baptized in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's the writer of the Gospels. He's the writer of every word in this book and beyond. The Bible says the anointing will teach you and tell you all things to come. I love the Word of God. I love the Bible. But what if they were all gone? Those who are led by the Spirit of God are called sons of God. Those are the disciples of God. I run into a lot of people that quote scriptures. Boy, they know the Bible inside and out, but they don't know Jesus. They've read all about him, but they've never really met him. And we're about to see a great shaking. Shaking. There's something about this, and we're going to go a little deeper. Luke 14, please, and verse 25. Now the great multitudes went with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple." That's amazing. Everybody needs to print that and put it on their living room wall. That way when stuff goes on in the house, they're going, "Wait a minute. I'm a servant of the Lord." Amen? I'm a disciple. I'm not a servant of man. I'm a servant of God. "And whoever does not bear his cross," which means deny himself, "and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you intending to build a tower and does not sit down and first count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is still great way off, he sends a delegation and asks conditions of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all," not one thing, "all, yourself being the most, cannot be my disciple." Cannot be my disciple. You must forsake all. You know, so many people have a hard time forsaking all because they don't believe that God can restore all. You know, when the Lord told Abraham to go sacrifice Isaac, he brought him up there. Why? Because the Lord told him that he would have a seed that would follow. So he knew that if he killed his son, the Lord would resurrect him. What faith. Amen? What faith. That doesn't mean you go home and kill all your animals and all the other stuff. No, that's not what it's about. Or your children or whatever. God's just saying he must be first. He must be first. When the phone rings, is it him? Lord, is this your will? Look, we all get kinds of emergency calls, but are you supposed to partake or are you supposed to trust and let God, let the course run? So many times we interfere with God's will because we're not willing to let the course run. And we become the rescuer and not God. Hello? Everything that comes up, I must ask the Lord, is this, am I supposed to intervene or are you? And I can tell you, 90% of the time, it's him. 10% of the time, he'll tell me to go do something. But that's very little. Very little. Because he wants people to know him. Amen? Hallelujah. Christians or disciples? There's a big difference. Matthew 16, 13. You will know. These things will be exposed. You're going to know whether somebody's a disciple or just a Christian. And verse 13, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples. He asked who? His disciples. Saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Now, he was looking for a personal. And Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jona, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Simon got revelation. Everyone say revelation. And I will also say to you that you are Peter. And on this rock, on this revelation, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give you keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth, you'll be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. What authority. In other words, your words will penetrate this realm into heaven, the other side. There's something powerful right here. Because disciples are different than those that are just Christians. Disciples seek revelation. Disciples do what? Seek revelation. The unveiling of hidden mysteries of God. You are a seeker every day of the things of God. Things that you don't know, you want to know. Because you're a disciple. You're not just a Christian who gets by tithing and going to church, form of worship, and feeding, clothing, and shelter. No, this is nothing to do with works. This has got to do with seek. A disciple seeks revelation. The unveiling of the mysteries of God. The hidden mysteries. Every day you're looking for something more to be revealed to you. That's what separates you from the label of Christianity. You're a disciple. Does everybody understand that? Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Christians are bad or anything like that. But there are multiple types of Christians. How many of y'all know compromising Christians? Hello. Worldly Christians. Carnal Christians. Christians that preach the gospel. And you know they're not right. Because they're trying to justify themselves by their works. What did Jesus say? Look at all of you who justify your works. You practice lawlessness. Why? Because I don't know you. Depart from me. You know, think about these things. Because this is what's happening right now. God is raising up disciples. Disciples seek revelation from their Father. It's released by the Holy Spirit to you. Every day you're looking for something hidden. Ooh, what are you going to show me today, Lord? What's the surprise today? How are you going to reveal yourself today? Disciples seek revelation. What's revelation? The unveiling of hidden mysteries. Today's teaching is called Hidden Mysteries. We were in jail ministry for 14 years or more. And jailhouse religion is a common thing. Everybody goes to jail and finds Jesus. That's great. But then what happens is they become religious, that jailhouse religion. Because they sit around and they read their Bibles. And again, that's cool. But there's not enough worship. There's not enough revelation. So when we would go in there, there'd be a time to pull their Bible. And then there'd be time when I tell them, put their Bible away. Put your Bible away. What do you mean? I sleep with my Bible. I'll never forget one time we were doing a worship at one of the anointing services on another location. And while we were worshiping, this guy picked up his Bible. I took that Bible and hit him with it. I said, "Don't you ever interrupt my Father again." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Right. This is not a time to read your Bible. This is a time to worship God." Why? Because he's trying to release revelation. See, that's why we gather together. That's why the Bible says forsake not to assemble. Why? Because we're looking for revelation. Just this knowledge enough for you today is a revelation. Just what we've gotten already. It's revelation. What's a revelation? Those who are his disciples seek revelation. Oh, I sense the anointing so strong on me today. I could throw this thing across the city. Don't worry, hon. I'm all right. My wife says to me sometimes, "You're scaring me." Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is what? No revelation. The people cast off the restraints. The restraints of what? Your flesh. Okay? Your restraints that restrain your old man. And if you're going to cast off the restraints of your old man, your flesh, you are going to cast off the restraining of evil. So they work together. Does everybody understand? No restraints on the flesh, no restraints on the evil, and they have access to you. But happy is he who keeps the law. No revelation, release of hidden mysteries of God and his creation of purpose. Restraining of flesh is loosed, then removed. And restraining of evil is compromised. Amen? We don't want to compromise the restraining of evil. When you are not getting revelation, listen, the Bible tells you to stir yourself up. What are you stirring yourself up for? Revelation. Every day there should be, God is revealing to you something every day. I don't care what it is. You could be on your job, you could be doing something, all of a sudden the light bulb goes off. Bing! Ooh. You have no idea. It could be happening at a stop sign, a red light, whatever. You could be at the gym. It doesn't matter. If your heart is, that's why he says, seek those things above. Why? For revelation. Because you're a disciple. That's what separates you. That's what separates us from the world. We are looking for more of him, more communication, more to hear his voice. Show me your glory. Isn't that what they cried out for? Lord, show me your glory. What are they looking for? Revelation. Hallelujah. Look at Moses, all the revelations Moses had. And he still said, Lord, show me your glory. And God did. He had to hide him in a cliff and cover him, his eyes, so he wouldn't explode. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. What's he speaking? He's releasing what? Revelation. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. God is causing revelation to come to humanity. By what? The shaking. God is causing revelation to be unveiled, to awaken humanity to the true reality. Now, think of how many people are getting have gotten revelation now that there's a very evil, wicked operation going on here. Amen? They needed to have that revelation. Hopefully that revelation leads them to another revelation. You know, because usually when fear comes, they call out to God, oh, God, help me, you know. So, in this, God is shaking the world. He is causing revelations to be unveiled. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. Well, if he's going to preach good tidings to the poor, is he going to release revelation? Yeah. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Is that going to release revelation? Yes. To proclaim liberty to the captives. Revelation. Yes. To open the prison of those who have been bound. Yes. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Yes. Now, when Jesus spoke this in the book of Luke, the gospel, he didn't speak about vengeance yet, because that was for a later time. But this was prophesied by Isaiah, the whole full prophecy. But when Jesus came in, does everybody understand that? He prophesied And they asked him, why didn't you talk about the proclaim the acceptable, the day of vengeance of our God? He said, because it's for latter. Now it is. Now the vengeance of our God is now. And the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness or disciples. The planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall rise up the former desolations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the desolation of many generations. We're the generations that's going to rebuild. That's what's called Make America Great. And everything else, the whole world. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. You shall be named the priests of the Lord. Is a disciple a priest? Yes. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Just don't eat their Danishes, you know. And in their glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Come on, it's the promise of God to his disciples. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double, and everlasting joy shall be theirs. Why? Because we are entering the time where everything of the wealth of the wicked will be turned over to us. We're entering a 3.5-year jubilee. That's phenomenal. Phenomenal. Freedom to those taken captive by false realities of deception, those imprisoned with disease and sicknesses, mind-binding mental illnesses. God is going to release the hidden mysteries of revelation to humanity, to those willing to follow. Not everyone will accept because of seared consciences. Not everyone will accept because of seared consciences. You know, Jesus told his disciples, they asked him, Lord, why do you speak to them in parables? He said, because it's been held from them. But to you it's been given the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Why? Because they were his disciples. Everyone else, they had to try and figure it out. They had to search it. But once you get revelation, you look for more. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly. But if I am delayed, I write to you that you may know how you ought to conduct yourselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the what? Mystery, the hidden things of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to glory. The world still doesn't receive all this yet. There are many out there who still don't get it. Even people who proclaim themselves Christians still question it. People know when you changed. When you are different, they know. They know. They know whether you're growing or you're not growing. They know where you're maintaining your restraints and the restraints of the evil, or you're not. And that's how you determine whether a person is getting revelation or not, if they're a seeker of it. See, when people stop seeking revelation and not getting that, they let go of those restraints. They stop resisting the temptations. The Bible says submit to God to resist the devil. So if you stop submitting to God, you can't resist the devil. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. However, we speak wisdom among those who are what? Mature. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. In a what? Revelation. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. Now think about that. There's no coincidence that God set up the enemy and trapped them to kill Jesus on the Feast of Passover. He set them up. Does somebody get it? He set them up for Jesus to be killed on the day of the Feast of Passover. That's why he said if they would have known, they wouldn't have done it. Why? Because there's a fulfillment of prophecy. He was the Christ. He is the Savior. He's God. They blew it. And God's going to do much more. Oh, yeah. Verse 9. But as it is written, even eye has not seen nor ear heard nor entered into the heart of a man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. In other words, revelation. But God has revealed them through us, through his what? Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God to bring you revelation. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. So only those of his disciples that are seekers of revelation will continue to receive revelation. Those who are common, compromising Christians will not. I hate that word common, but it's true. Because even Christianity has been dumbed down. They've compromised. They have friendly, whatever, little college churches. Seeker friendly. In other words, they won't preach the truth because they're afraid of losing people. They get themselves in debt in these big buildings and they got to compromise the gospel to collect tithes and offerings. Praise God. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit is from God, that we may know all things that have been freely given to us by God, that we may receive multiple revelations. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. Well, how many of y'all know carnal Christians? That's why they don't get revelation. You know what their focus is? Their job, their money, their home, their families, and their material. Let me share something with you, vitally important. The Father's business is a number one thing. We are to be about the Father's business that is a disciple. The Father's business. Wherever you are, wherever you work, whatever you do, your focus is being about the Father's business. What's your focus? To fulfill his purpose. Can you do that without revelation? No. No. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For he who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. What? The mind of Christ releases what? Revelation. Wisdom from God and a mystery that only the disciple can interpret. Again, God calls the enemy to be to crucify Jesus on Passover feast. For revelation to the Jews. Just think about how many Jews got saved that day. That's the greatest revelation. Jesus getting crucified on Passover. It's not the resurrection. It's the crucifixion. Because they didn't understand the resurrection anyways, but they did understand the feast of Passover. And when they compared what Jesus did on that feast compared to the lamb that was slain and sacrificed, they realized it was Jesus, the Son of God. Revelation came to them. Many, many got saved. Of course, it then followed up on his resurrection when people became alive. Hello? that were dead walking around in the city going, yo, I mean, I thought you died. I'm a second life in Jesus. Twice dead. Hallelujah. God caused the enemy to crucify Jesus on Passover feast for revelation to the Jews and his followers, the greatest mystery revealed. Are you enjoying this? I am. I'm having fun. I love this revelation. It's a revelation for revelation, so I can get more revelation. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And at that time, Michael, the archangel, will stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who's found written in the book of life. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, those who died in Christ. Some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn away many to righteousness. And those who turn many to righteousness, like stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words, seal the book until the time of the end. And many shall run to and fro. And knowledge shall increase. What kind of knowledge? Revelation knowledge will increase. And how is God causing revelation knowledge to increase? By the shaking of the earth. By the evil being exposed. By all the things that are happening right now. By the lies and the deceptions. By the plagues and pestilence. By the perversion and lusts. By the approval of transgender homosexuals and lesbians. All these approvals. It's exposing wicked. People ought to have revelation. They're saying something like, man, there's, you know, something's just not right about this. They might not know Jesus, but it's going to draw them to Jesus with revelation. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. It's increasing more and more. They're exposing much evil, and even the demon hosts are exposing now. Hallelujah. The reptilian race. Revelation 17, verse 1, please. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came, talked with me, saying to me, come, I'll show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed a fornication, and inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away into the spirit, into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and filthiness of her fornications. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon, the Great. Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. Why is it Mystery Babylon? Because it was a hidden government. It's a mystery. It's hidden. The word says mystery means been hidden. I saw the woman drunk with blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. But the angel said to me, why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman. And of the beast that carries her, which has seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will also ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life. Why? Because they won't be the disciples will have revelation, but these individuals aren't going to get revelation. From the foundation of the world. When they see the beast that was and is not and is yet, here is the mind which has the wisdom. The seven heads are the seven mountains, on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue for a short time. The beast that was and is not is himself also the eighth, and is of the seven, and is going to perdition. The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as of yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. 1 hour. That's all they get, is 1 hour of power. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. That means the artificial intelligence beast. These will make war. They will surrender to that. They will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is the Lord of hosts and the King of kings. And those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Then he said to me, the waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, and nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. Now, we got to remember something. This harlot is not an individual. Does everybody get this? It's not an individual. It's a one-world global government, the deep state, the Antichrist regime. And how do they control people? With money. Everything is controlled by money. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his purpose. They're going to turn against the harlot. Well, who's the harlot? The United States. That's why this money, they're turning against the United States right now. Does everybody get this? Hey, is the Statue of Liberty transgender? No, it's a female. It's a symbolic harlot. Come on, get this. They're going to turn against the United States. This is happening right now. This is where the BRICS nations are part of the kings, the horns. What are they doing? They're turning everything to where they're backing all currency with gold. They're backing it with oil. They're backing it with other things. But it's got to be backed with gold and silver, precious minerals and stuff. So each country will be valued on what they have, not what's in the bank accounts. And the value will be determined how much that country's worth and what they have. Does everybody get it? But currency of value will be the same all over the world. But some countries will have more than others. Everyone's country will have a different type of currency, but the value will be the same. Does everybody understand it? The thing is that those who, so if you're a country that's worth a gazillion dollars of backup currency and equity, amen, then that's what your country will be worth. So you'll have more currency than other countries. So this country is going to be dismantled, but they're going to start a digital currency. Why? Because they still want control of your money. Let me finish this scripture. I got something to tell you. For God has put it in their hearts to fulfill his purpose, to be of one mind, to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over kings on the earth. Well, the world's been controlled by what? U.S. currency. Amen? Now think about this for a second. Trade is the biggest thing. It's a gazillion dollar operation. Amen? Trade. So they're always maintaining trade. And we already talked about the Euphrates River drying up and how there's all the things that are going on in the Persian Gulf. And how all kings are always built along the Euphrates River and the Nile River. Why? So that they could produce trade, so they can get to places, so they can grow crops, irrigation, and so forth. So now that we have digital already currency through AI intelligence, people can transfer billions and billions of dollars within seconds. So if you're one who is able to do this and skim for every $100,000, $1 every time the transfer goes, because this is what they do. This is how they all make their billions of dollars. See, you don't even realize it. A dollar's missing every even out of a thousand. And you do that 10,000 times in that day. Come on, think about this. This is how they operate. That's why they don't want you to know. They don't. This is why they want control, because they skim off all transfer of money. That's why there is another operation coming up, which Ripple has just taken over. So the government is trying to destroy Ripple and their operation, because they're going to use what they call an XRP to transfer money. There'll be a one set fee for a transfer, but they can't skim off of the money, because nobody can do that. And it's instantly. So when you do it, it's done. There's no days of waiting. Nobody can collect interest on the money they stole from you. But think about this. So if $1 per thousand, and you're doing $500 million a day, and you've skimmed it off one time, but you've ran that money 20 times, how much money did you just make? This is how the deep state makes money. You think they want to give that up? No. Did you just get revelation on this? That's why they're fighting for their life. Because it's money that is their life, not Jesus. Is everybody okay? All right, let's go a little further. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is at work. In other words, the hidden wickedness is working. And is already at work, and only he, Jesus, who now restrains, will do so until he, the Holy Spirit, is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. Now, we're the restrainers, aren't we? Aren't you filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, when the Holy Spirit is removed, so are we. Then there'll be no more restrainers. Evil will go rampant. And then the lawless one will be revealed, and the Lord will eventually consume him with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. In other words, they never had revelation. They never read the Bible. They call themselves Christians. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, and that they may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. In other words, pleasure in unrighteousness doesn't mean that you're committing it. It means you approve it. Does everybody get it? So think of how many people have voted for political individuals that promoted abortion, same-sex marriage, all of these other things that were perverse towards God. They'll be judged just like them, even though they didn't commit the act. They approved it. Why? Because the Bible says, don't touch anything unclean. Amen? Hallelujah. Hidden working of sin, transgressions, iniquities, of the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and pride of life. That is the working of Satan. All their followers that do not seek revelation of God, they will let go of the restraints of influence, of evil, and be taken captive. Ephesians 3, starting at verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which was given to me for you, how that by revelation He made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, the hidden things of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy, what? Apostles or what? Disciples. And prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. Just think about this. You know the hidden mysteries of God. You know. And those that know and put it away on the shelf will be condemned. Those that know and choose not to follow will be condemned. They have no excuse. Amen. Psalm 25, verse 12. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is to those who fear him. In other words, the revelation of God, the hidden mysteries, are to those who reverence, honor, and respect him. And he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord. What's he looking for? Revelation. For you shall pluck my feet out of the net. Why? Because I'm looking towards you. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. The Beatles used to sing a song called Revolution. We need a revelation. Many of you don't know who the Beatles are, but anyways. They were at the time during the Monkees, too. There was all kinds of strange groups then. Hallelujah. Revelation 3, verse 14. To the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of all creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Why are they lukewarm? No revelation. Because you say I'm rich and have become wealthy. In other words, I'm blessed. I've got all kinds of things. But you are lukewarm without revelation. And have need of nothing. And do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Blind. I counsel you to buy from me revelation, or gold, refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear. He doesn't say listen. He says hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Or to buy revelation. Seek it. How do you buy something? You worship. Faith is the currency of heaven. So you activate it. You stir yourself up. Faith comes by what? Hearing. Amen? Hearing the word of God. You are stirring yourself up for what? Revelation. See, the world doesn't know these things. Many of the churches have become worldly. It's more entertainment. It It's emotional buildups. We need to have more conviction in the church. The fear of God must be more in the church. Reverence to the King of Glory must be in the church. We must have seekers of revelation, churches. Amen? And I close at Romans 16. And verse 25, please. To him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith, to God alone wise, be glory through Jesus Christ our Lord forever and ever. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. You're awesome, Lord. Keep us seeking revelation from you, that we may maintain the restraints of our flesh, of our carnal desires, and the wickedness that will attempt to influence us. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.